name is Demetrius Buckley. This is a poem called Fresh Streets. It's all uncles and cousins, proud black men of urban banter in a small backyard, car parts in a strange box that stains. I watch those rough hands rummage through pieces scattered about, grease dirt, foil musk, and pops pointed at the end, the middle part of the sand. This is where it all happens, son. Cigarette in the corner of his mouth. Death in his body like a bad lung or a DNA inscription. An altering crave to an unhealthy consumption. But who knew then how close to sleep grave was to the house that held his grief? Like an invitation or letter, perfectly marginalized with unfortunate peace. Vice grips, wrenches, screwdrivers, carburetors, pistons. You mean the Detroit Pistons? I did. Pops laughed, but remitted a smile knowing a son should know about engines. Same as his own name. Same as the maze of a woman in summer and the spell of a stare at women. I only knew the meaning of having a father after I thought I didn't. He appearing not coughing, but staggering reluctantly with the 40 cal pistol, Army edition, pointing and waving in my direction. Here's where you put the oil. And he pulled up and up and up until the engine released the sticky, dripping blackness he caught on the tissue. Blackness took his name and his color concrete if he didn't handle with caution. There were things not worth handling. All the care in the world. Smoke escaped his nostrils as exhaust, coughing backfiring metal and bone. As he tweaked the boat down inside the engine, far, far down to where he had to attentively feel the toe, touch sensually like an unlacing of a reserve, to loosen what couldn't be seen. He asked son to grab the oil pan on top of the battery, next to the hammer. Before I could realize, it was the bedpan I placed under him. The machine beeping against his troubled heartbeat while we tried to see how far it spread. Its blackness dripping in his body